This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. A New Hampshire restaurant is banning tips in favor of raising menu prices to give its staff a salary of $45,000 to $50,000 per year. Owners of Seventh Settlement Brewery in Dover say they will no longer accept tips starting Labor Day. It's going to mean higher prices at Seventh Settlement. And on the line with me now to discuss this change is the restaurant's co-founder, David Boynton. David, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Absolutely.
Why did management at Seventh Settlement decide to make this change?
One of the main reasons is the traditional restaurant business model doesn't work that well when you want to pay all of your staff equitably. That doesn't mean paying them all equally and the same. You know, different skills and different time with the company and everything deserves different pay, but it should be commensurate with the position and what they're doing for the company. You know, there's a lot of issues and problems behind the current tipping model that a lot of people don't notice at first or don't see until we dive into it. But it's kind of become an imperative if we want to be able to, you know, be a leader in our community and run our business, not just based on financial success, but also with our values.
What's one of those problems that most folks wouldn't see inherent in the system that most restaurants use?
One would be, sexual harassment against staff based on, you know, you're creating a power position with a customer. They're paying for the service instead of it being embedded in the menu price. And unfortunately, I think the little secret here is that people don't want to lose that perceived control over the service. But what we've come to believe is that our staff, they're just like everyone else that wants to do well and work hard at their job. And there's better ways to provide feedback for service and better ways to motivate staff to provide great service. What we want to do is take away the extrinsic motivation of money. We want them paid fairly, paid what they're currently making, if not more. And we want to pay our back of house staff fairly as well and change the whole model.
This will result in prices rising by as much as 21% in some cases. How do you think your customers will respond to that?
Well, I think once they come in and try it, you know, prices raised by 21%, but you're not leaving a tip. And most people tip between 18 and 25%. So at the end of the day, the guest check will look very similar when they look at their credit card statement. You know, the major difference that we're doing is saying, let us as a professional business be responsible for paying and motivating our employees like every other industry. And let's make this a professional career. I can't, in the current model, you know, we offer some health benefit options, which is more than most restaurants, but we can't afford to offer paid time off and health insurance and other benefits unless we switch to this model.
It's a competitive job market right now. Unemployment's relatively low, and some companies are reporting having trouble finding qualified people. To what extent is finding and keeping good staff members part of this decision?
For almost any restaurant, the hardest place to find and keep staff is in the kitchen. And that's because for years they've been so unfairly paid, and it's been so inequitable. And we're trying to change that. In fact, we've already put most of our kitchen staff, except for a couple new and part-time folks, on salary with paid time off. And we're trying to push that equity in the back of house. And to do that, we need to change the business model.
So you're planning to make this change after Labor Day. So what happens if after Labor Day, you find that people still can't break the habit of tipping, that they feel strange without walking away from a table without leaving something for their server? I guess what I'm asking is, how strict will you be about this no tipping policy?
We really do have to change the mindset of people. So if someone tips, then that tip is going to go to a local charity, and we'll be very transparent about where that goes and who that goes to. But what we really want people to think about is, if they're leaving a tip, who are they leaving it for? Are they leaving it for just the server? Are they paying the kitchen? Are they paying the food runner? Are they paying the host or our keeper that helps, or our brewer, you know, that helps get everything done? And so what they have to consider is, we're changing the model so that everyone is paid fairly and they're going to get better service because of it. I think the key response to, if you feel awkward because you can't thank a server for their service is just come back and bring some friends. Build this community and support this model that supports fair and equitable wages and a great lifestyle for everyone involved in our community.
David Boynton is co-founder of Seventh Settlement Brewing Company, which plans to ban tips, raise prices, and put its waitstaff on salary. David, thank you very much.
All right, you have a great day and hope to see you at the restaurant.